the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, about 2 weeks after being sworn into her post, the top federal prosecutor in New Jersey has launched an investigation into Democratic Governor Phil Murphy and State Attorney General Matt Plotkin over the state's directive to local law enforcement not to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement agents. U.S. Attorney Alina Abba announced the investigation on Fox News today while on the Midas Touch podcast. Murphy says if there is probable cause and immigration issues, the state does cooperate with ICE. New Jersey News brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Spring is here. Get your AC tuned up for just $77 and a free water heater safety check. If your system fails after the tune-up, Guaranteed Service will repair it for free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. A New York City sightseeing helicopter appears to have broken apart in midair and crashed into the Hudson River close to Jersey City, killing the 36-year-old pilot and a family of five on board from Spain. This witness describes the horrific scene yesterday.
So I was just walking. I heard like a weird noise. And when I looked up, I just saw it falling from the sky and then just saw a big splash in the river.
Three of those killed on board were children alongside their parents. New York City officials say the flight on Thursday lasted less than 18 minutes. The NTSB is looking into the safety record of the helicopter company, while divers are still looking for critical pieces of the wreck. And actor Eric Dane of Euphoria and former Grey's Anatomy fame has announced that he has ALS, but will continue working. The 52-year-old revealed his terminal diagnosis, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, in an interview with People magazine. Dane and his wife, Rebecca Bick-Gayhart, share two teenage children. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. Stocks close up after another dicey week. The trade war between the world's two largest economies is escalating as China slapped a 125% tariff on U.S. goods in response to President Donald Trump's 145% tariff on Chinese products. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 619 points at 40,212. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit rueinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Will it dry out over the weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. In North Jersey, we could very well see a transition from rain to snow tonight. Yes, I said the S word. This is mainly along and north of Interstate 80. Light accumulations are possible by tomorrow morning, and I'll even say that snowflakes are a possibility as far south as Route 78, and then south of that, just a cold, clammy rain tonight with generally lows around 40. This will be the steadiest and heaviest rain of the week here, so pretty wet and pretty windy. Tomorrow, showers linger all day. It'll be cloudy and miserably cool, highs stuck in the 40s. Sunday brightens up. It'll probably be dry and warmer. Highs push into the mid-50s to close out the weekend. Monday, lower 60s. Watch for a shower early and late, then a mix of clouds and sun. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Flemington and Freehold are both 44 degrees, Pennsville 47. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Their family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or do it from home. They're online at townappliance.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.